Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Mac, and you're listening to Mac's Musings. Mac's Musings is proud to present the Lakeland Area Music Festival promotional networking with Jason Delzell, whom I will be calling in just a moment, as soon as this thing decides it wants to start dialing. And some of you may have heard of this festival, and it's going to be in Pennsylvania, I believe, but Jason will be...
Hello?
Hello, Jason. Jason, this is Mac.
Hey, how are you?
Okay, how are you doing?
I'm good. Just ate some food, eating some fruit, you know?
Well, just so you know, we're live on the air, and I just gave like a short little introduction, you know, about the festival. But most of the show, it's going to be you talking. I'll ask a question here and there and whatever. But mostly it's going to be you. But I would like you to give anybody listening just like a little short bio of yourself. I know you've been on the show before, but if you could just give like a short little bio of yourself, maybe talk about Panic Terror Films for a little bit.
Sure. Panic Terror Films. The owners, Jason Delzell, myself, Drew Moreland, we formed it a few years ago. We started, you know, as a project just to have fun with it, and we turned it into a company. She is now the owner of Improv Chill Studios, and I am the owner of Panic Terror Films. We planned that in the beginning of starting Panic Terror Films, so, like, we did this to branch out to start our own companies, to have our own independent company. We're still a team. We're venturing out and trying to see where we can go with that.
So now this music festival, first I'd like you to tell people where it's going to be. I mean, I'm assuming it's in Pennsylvania, but I would like you to give the people like a more exact location in case they want to show up or something.
So the festival, it's a great guy, the owner of the land, David Simmons. He lives up in the Punxsutawney of Pennsylvania. It's like right before the Ohio state line. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's right along the highways. You can probably see the land and stuff. So basically his land takes up 88 acres. That's what we started with. So all his neighbors, there's probably like 6-7 farms combined. So there's like 2,000 to 3,000 acres for us to use as festival grounds and camping or whatever, you know, vendors, pretty much everything you can think of. All vendors are welcome. All artists are welcome. I would say like probably it's 87 miles from Pittsburgh where I'm at to his house. So it's right before Ohio.
Well, at least that'll give people a rough idea of how far they got to go from wherever they are at. So how did this come about, this whole idea of this festival? Who started it? I know it's more than one person, but did you all just like get together and decide, hey, we want to have a music festival or what?
So, you know, we're all into music. We all know it, pretty much everybody in the film and music industry, not just in Pittsburgh, worldwide, but Silicon Kong, Leaping the Bull, Ian Hemme, he's been a guest on your show, end up coming across David's festival thing. And he knows this is something I'm very good at. I'm like a natural talent, like street teaming, promoting, advertising. You know, I've probably been to a few thousand concerts in my life just by like going to see bands as a fan, you know, working them as security, pretty much whatever you can think of. So Ian reached out to me and he was like, man, I think this is like, this is what you're good at, man. This is your ticket. You know what I mean? He was like, this is what you're a natural at. Bringing people together in music. He says, you're great as a filmmaker. You're awesome. but this is your true talent. And it struck me that that is, because that's what I started out doing way before I started any kind of filmmaking. You know?
Yeah. Go ahead.
I toured with Ozfest for many years. Lollapalooza, Vans Warped Tour, Mayhem Festival, Delfest. I did security there for 10 years. Pretty much, there's too many to name, you know. We can go on for, like, weeks.
And so then once you, like, have the – I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'll let you go ahead with whatever you were going to say. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. It's called Lakeland Area Music Festival. And pretty much there's a lot of us that are organizers. I'm probably one of maybe 15, 20. There could be 100. But I know David is the owner. He's the top – him and his wife and his family and children. And basically he had a vision to do – the top-notch festival and bring he wants to bring love, music, and unity together by having a festival on his grounds. And it just clicked with me and Ian. We're like, this is awesome. He wants to do something that I always wanted to do, you know, like have my own land or own property and do what he's doing. So just to be like a part of this, it's amazing.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, if I had a big property like that, I'd probably be doing the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So, when you all, there's some kind of problem with the phone. I don't know if it's yours or maybe it's Blog Talk Radio. I don't know. But there's like a lot of noise on there. Hopefully there's not too much of it when the recorded thing comes out, but oh well, if it's there, it's there. So tell us a little bit more about it, because we don't have to go the whole hour. Like whenever you're talked out, you can just let me know and we can stop the show. But I do have an hour available for you if you want to use the whole hour. So tell us more about like how you started going about it, going to the artists and like just promoting it, because that's what you're good at, really, promoting.
Sure, sure. So basically this festival, he's trying to make it like one of the best festivals on the whole East Coast, probably the whole nationwide, probably worldwide. There's so many artists out there in the United States alone. Or even if they're willing to come overseas to play this festival, they're more than welcome. There's a sign-up sheet. What he's trying to do is from this, he's going to build a pavilion. It's going to be a national landmark pavilion, and there'll be bands coming through there through, you know, years to come, not just this festival. This festival alone, he wants to generate being one of the best festivals of all time. And I think it's something special because I put it out there. We're close to meeting our mark. We're pushing, you know, we're trying to, he wants to try to push this into the Guinness Book of World Records of having the most artists at one festival.
Oh, that
and
would
I think
cool.
I think the top bands at, I think it was Milwaukee Fest or something like that. He said it was like 800.
Hmm. Are you anywhere near that?
I was talking to him today. I don't know if you want to put it out there, but I will. I think we're pushing close to maybe 600, give or take. So I'm gonna keep pushing like a maniac, and I'm gonna advertise this. And I'm gonna flag all like Pittsburgh, PA, Maryland, DC. And I'm going to try to get it pumping more so we can meet that mark.
Oh, yeah.
Because all
that
our
would,
names
that
will
be
pretty
cool.
Yeah, all our names will be in it. Even your name will be in it. You know what I mean? It'd be so neat.
Well, it's a very ambitious undertaking. But knowing you, I know it'll come out great. And with everybody else involved as well, because some of those people, like some of the ones you named, I know them, even if I don't know them personally, I know them like from my show or Facebook or from the work that they've done, whatever the work that they've done. Yeah. So as far as vendors, it's one of those things where it doesn't matter what they're vending as long as it's something legal. At least I'm assuming that would be like a rule, that it has to be something legal. But, like, can anybody come there and vend something and sell stuff?
Yeah, all vendors are welcome. We're looking for all nationalities of food vendors. We're looking for all arts and crafts. It could be T-shirts. It could be someone selling snow cones, waters, you know what I mean, necklaces. It doesn't matter what it is. Pretty much they're welcome to come, you know, make their own money and promote their own company and be a part of something, you know, this huge event.
Oh, yeah, it sounds like it'd be really cool. I mean, I've been telling my friends, because I do have friends that are in the music business, and I also have friends that have their own little, like, jewelry little companies that they do online and stuff. And so the one, I'm going to talk to her, but she may or may not, I don't know, but she lives in Texas, so she may not go to Pennsylvania for that, but she may, who knows. But people are going to be coming from... Yeah, well, I think it would be great, because she is, like, really, really good at making things, and it helps her. And I know she wouldn't mind me saying this because she talks about it all the time. She's a little person, and it helps her to, like, make money for her surgeries that she has to get. So that's one reason why I try to help her out as much as I can. So, and she loves going to things like that. She's a big right now I can't even think of the name of the show for some reason. I think it's SG1. She'll probably kill me for getting it wrong. It may not be SG1, but if it's not, it's a show like that. And she's a real big fan of that show.
Sure.
And she like goes all over to the cons and things. So you never know, if she may want to go to Pennsylvania to go there.
All so, I can say is any vendor. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you go ahead. It's mainly your show. I don't want to talk too much.
No, you're fine, sweetie. You know how we are. We're cool people. It's your show as much as, like, I'm a guest. So, any vendor that wants to come be a part of this, they're more than welcome. Like, they can just think 4 weekends out of the month of July, 24/7, setting up your vendor booth, and selling as much stuff as you can to make your money. You know, there could be as many as 30 to 50 to maybe 150 to 200,000 people on this property. We don't know the outcome of this. You know what I mean? People can, they can really get a good bit of revenue just in that 1 month. Probably make a couple years' salary just doing that. You see what I'm saying? Like mass distribution of your... So everybody's welcome as long as it's, you know what I mean, just come be a part of it. We plan on meeting everybody that comes through the gate. We're going to introduce ourselves to everybody that comes there, every artist, everything. That's a lot of people. It's going to be a
yeah.
Plus, I'm doing security.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you're really going to be working at that night.
Yeah, filming it too, all the stages, having all the crews set up and, you know, taking care of the data to make a festival DVD and a live event documentary.
Oh, that's cool. So anybody out there listening, it's not just that you're going to be up there doing your thing, which is a great thing, but you're going to be on film, and you'll be in a documentary. Probably, because I would say that if there's like tons and tons of people that end up going there, maybe not every single one will be in the documentary. So I don't want to like say that everybody's going to make it into this documentary because they might not. You know what I mean? I don't want to give anybody false hope, but you probably will be, and at the very least, your name will be on there. Isn't that correct?
Oh, yeah. Pretty much everyone that enters the festival, their name's going to be written down in a book. You know what I'm saying? So it's all going to be documented. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have people going around. Like, I'm going to take so many, like, footages of the crowd, different people, their tents, you know, just like people hanging out, jamming on, like they're in a little personal thing, getting like, mm-hmm. we'll have a booth set up where people can get, they can interview the bands.
Yeah.
So people, can, cool. they can get interviewed. We're looking for people to want to come out and set up their live podcasts and do a lot of podcasting there.
Yeah, that would be cool. I've been working on it, but with my health issues, that's what makes it a little bit difficult for me. But go ahead with what you're saying. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. Yeah, you got. If we don't have our health, we don't have nothing. You know what I mean? Nothing else matters.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It doesn't matter if it's a diamond or a Maserati. It doesn't matter. $1 million. Because you can't do nothing with it. So... Yeah. That's where this festival comes in hand. It's bringing back people together through music and just hanging out. We're going to be growing food 24/7. You know what I mean? And that's like,
oh yeah.
I haven't been to something like this in over 10 years, maybe 15 years. Cause I stopped going to like different, I started doing one to do my own thing. You know what I mean? Stopped going to different concerts and like do my own like filmmaking and my own projects. So this is going to be one of the biggest ones in like a long time for me. So I'm pretty excited about it. There's a lot of people involved. David Simmons, his wife, his family. I can't remember all his family members, but I'm definitely going to meet him. I'm excited. You got Ian Robinson. He's one of the contributors. Jessica Bella. She plays music in Pittsburgh. Ian Hemme, you got his wife, Lisa Hemme, Megan Pennington, she's been helping out, myself, my friend Laura, my friend Melvin, there's a bunch of people, there's so many names, you know, I still haven't even met the people that are organizing this together, you know what I mean? It's just something that we're bringing together, in a way that I think it's going to be unstoppable. I really do.
Well, it sounds like it. I just want to get in here for just a minute and say,
sure.
'Cause there was somebody that they said they might call it 815, and not like I'm thinking to myself, oh, they should be calling when they said they were calling. No, that's not it. All I was going to say is that anybody that's listening to this live version, if you want to call in and talk to Jason, the number is 515-602-9658. You can call in. You can talk to Jason or just make a comment. You can promote yourself if you're going to be at the festival. Whatever you want to say, as long as it's PG-13, you can come on the air and say it live. And now I hand it back over to you, Jason.
That was awesome. Thank you. So another thing we're planning on doing is we're trying to set it up through pay-per-view for each weekend. We got a hold of the people, and we found out what the pricing is. It's pretty expensive, but If we can pull this off, he wants to do it through pay-per-view, have it worldwide. Not only us documented it as a filmmaker, but people can actually watch it from home. They can't make it, which is cool.
Well,
people,
yeah,
you know.
Go ahead.
No, you're fine.
I was just saying how cool it was. That's all I was saying.
Oh, okay. I thought that was a pretty genius idea when he came up with that. So, like, I don't know. He's been talking about a lot of bands, man. Like, you know, I don't even know the name of most of the bands. Like, I get numbers and I find out things. You know what I mean? Because I'm kind of glad I'm not in charge of, like, all the bands and stuff. Like, that's a lot of work. Scheduling and all that, he's got to be at it 24/7. And I give him props because, like, he's pulling it off. You know what I mean? That's a lot of bands. And I think there's, like, 10 stages. 6 or 10 stages.
Wow.
So each weekend will be a... Maybe. He says we have that lined up, too. Here's the deal. He has a guy he can call, and we can bring in more stages if we need to. If this becomes like a million people show up there and like 2,000 artists, then we're going to have, you know.
I'm sorry. I do need to interrupt you because somebody is on the air. I mean, they're on the phone. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
Caller.
I'm giving,
hi.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Can you hear? Wonderful. Okay, my name's Diane McCabe, and my husband Terry and I are playing at the festival, and we're playing July 5th at 9 p.m., and we're actually really excited about it, Jason, on what you and David are doing, and I just wanted to give you a shout-out, and just we believe it can turn into something really great. And all I have to say is don't listen to any naysayers. Just, you know, it's a wonderful thing to bring about unity. So what you guys are doing is a great thing. We don't live very far from where the festival grounds are, and we've been musicians for years, and we have our own, you know, our own vision. And it's nice to see that someone is doing something like this, and we're glad to be a part of it. That's all I wanted to say. I was enjoying listening to you explaining it, Jason, and how it's coming together on Max Sherrill. This is the first time I'm hearing you two. So today my husband just turned me on to the show here, and I just thought I'd give a call in. How you doing, Jason?
Sure. Good. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. Awesome. I'm gonna definitely check you guys out.
Yeah. You just keep our heads up. You know, we're all looking forward to it. So many of us. So, thank you again.
Well, thank you
for
calling in.
Absolutely.
Have a good night, then.
You guys too, and I'll be listening in further. Thank you. Take care.
Oh, okay.
And God bless
Thanks.
You for Easter, too.
You too. Yeah. You too. Thank you. Oh, she's sweet. I mean, I don't know her personally. I think you know her. You know her personally, don't you? But I don't.
I think she's on my Facebook and friends through the group and stuff. Like, that's what I mean. There's so many. There's like hundreds of people. Like, I've been blasting, and like other, there's so many, this team is so huge and so incredible. We've been blasting this and like putting it everywhere in different groups. Like, I don't even know who's jumping on board now. You know what I mean? It's like going off the rails. Like, I can't even keep track of it, which is probably a good thing. That's what we want. You know, that's what you want.
Yeah. Well, it's like a snowball thing. Once you get going, because every artist, whether they're a filmmaker or musicians or whatever, they have other friends in the business. So it just snowballs. Once you tell somebody, then they tell somebody else, and then before you know it, 50 people know, and then after that, 250 people know, and then on and on and on. So I hope you do make the Guinness Book of World Records. Now, that would be really, really cool.
Yeah, we're trying, man. Even if it's not that, even if we just make this festival, like, amazing, and it, you know, we're going to do it next year, you know, the following years after that, making the annual thing. The good thing is there's no noise ordinance there. You could play 24/7.
Now that's cool.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Because one of my friends, I'm hoping to get him there. He has a one-man band. And, well, he also has another band, but he's famous for having his one-man band. And he can play, like, multiple instruments. And he sings. But he's just a very, very good painter. And I was hoping to get him there. But he may or may not be able to do it, but I'm going to try to get him there because I think it would be good PR for him anyway, at the very least. He does lots of things like in the tri-state and beyond area of Ohio. Because like he goes to Ohio mainly because that's where he lives, the same state I live in. But he also goes to Pennsylvania, which is where this is. That's why I was thinking he might want to do it. He also goes to Michigan. You know, any of the surrounding states, pretty much, he goes to, and sometimes even farther than that. So hopefully I'll get him to come. He's really, really good. So I just wanted to give him a plug, and I'll even say his name, and hopefully I won't get in trouble by him, but I wouldn't think so because I'm bragging about him. But his name is Tom Todd, and any of you that don't know who he is, look him up. And you'll find him, if you put in Tom Todd, and the Todd is spelled T-O-D-D, and if you see too many of them, just put in one-man band, and then you'll have his name. So were you saying that you've heard of him?
Yeah, I've heard it. I've seen his name come across.
Yeah. Yeah, he's pretty famous in the tri-state area here because he does go all over and he performs at different festivals that we have around here, and he performs at like hotels and bars, and he even goes to places that a lot of people don't go to, like nursing homes and places with special needs children, and performs for them. So he does a lot of stuff and pretty much different types of music, although he's mostly more towards like country type, but he does do other stuff. So like if he goes and he's performing at a place and somebody requests a song, he's not going to say, oh, well, I don't do that. If he knows it, he'll sing it. Now, if he doesn't know it, that's, you know, you can't sing a song that you don't know. No, that's enough of me taking up the time. So I'll let you go back to telling people more about what's going to be going on and where they should go when they get there. Because you said something about meeting people, and maybe you could describe like how it works. Like once you get there, if there's going to be, how should I put it? Not like a valet, but like somebody there that's going to say, okay, are you a vendor? Then you need to go over there. Are you a performer? You need to go over there. Are you going to have anything like that?
Yeah, we're definitely going to have staff like that to direction. We're going to do most of the, probably like 1,500 acres or 2,000 acres of it are probably going to be most of the, for like the campers, if they want to bring a tent or their campers or their motorhome, and that's going to be where they can, or even the tour buses or anything like that related to the bands, they're welcome to stay up on the property. So we're going to have like staff there to direct like people to like the vendors, and then you got the camping area, and then like we'll have like, you know, a staff of small security that will, you know, direct other people that want to help or volunteer to help security. Or like we have another staff group for like environmental, you know, like the grounds keeping or like stuff like that. like first aid, and there's going to be like a medical team there, professionals like an ambulance, or probably be like the public officials, police and stuff on hand and stuff like that. I'm sure there's going to be there. Definitely going to be ambulance and I can't think of what they're called. I lost the train of thought.
Well, the EMTs you might not get, because that's like with the cities. Ambulance probably is more like what you would use, because those are ones that can just sit there and wait around.
Yeah, he got something tied in, this like up there where he lives, people that are going to help do it. So pretty much he got pretty much everything that we're going to need. Tickets have gone up on sale, I think, like a few days ago, so people can go to on there and start buying tickets. Any artist or vendor or performer or anybody that wants to help or volunteer, go up to the top of the website, lakelandareamusic.com, and they can hit participants and fill that out. Pretty much most of the bands that do apply are probably will get picked. So there's a good chance, 50-50, 60-40, they'd be willing to be picked.
Yeah.
So it's worth a shot,
Well, yeah, it sounds like it. And the more varied type of performers you have, that's even better. Because if you go to some place, and not that I don't like a certain type of music, I like all types of music, but my least favorite is country music, and I know that's a lot of people's favorite, but mine is my least favorite. But I don't mind it, and I like listening to a lot of it, but I wouldn't want to go to a place that only had country music. And that's what's great about this is there's no set thing about what kind of music that you're going to be playing. You're accepting any kind of music.
Sure, yeah. Well, each weekend, so it's every weekend in the month of July. So each weekend is a different genre of music. So say one weekend it's bluegrass, jazz, folk. Another weekend it'd be country, hillbilly rock, rock and roll. Another one would be like, your alternative punk, maybe a little bit of metal. I'm not sure. I think the last one's like techno or something like that. But it's each weekend is a different genre. So that separates people from, people, they don't necessarily have to come for the whole every weekend. They can just come for the one day, or like that weekend. So that opens it up for people. If they are fans of these bands or performers, they can pick and choose and come what days they want. But we're hoping that people want to come and camp. There's all kinds of motels and all different places around there, like nice little restaurants and stuff too. So there's a lot of things in the immediate area. And like I said, they're going to be growing food and cooking all the whole time we're there. So, like, no one's going to go without anything, food or water. So,
somebody could even be a vendor of bottled water. So anybody that wants a little entrepreneurial idea, you got a bunch of bottled water, bring it and sell it to these people. Everybody likes, well, not everybody, but most people like bottled water. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Sure, yep. Yeah, they can be vending water. We're looking for a couple beer distributors or like even wine or possibly, I maybe even liquor. I don't know how that, but I don't think we locked into any beer distributors yet. So if anybody out there is willing to want to sponsor this festival or be a part of it, that is an option too.
Well, hopefully somebody will contact you guys and do that, because liquor always brings people. Even though a lot of people don't like that, that's just too bad, because it's just a fact. Okay, I lost Jason. I just noticed that. He got a little bit quiet, but, you know, he does that sometimes anyway. So give me a minute, and I'm going to try to call him back, and hopefully he's not trying to call me, because that'll mess things up. So if you're listening, Jason, hold on. I'm calling you back. So we'll try to get Jason here on the phone, and hopefully we can continue the show. Not sure what's going on. And if it goes to voicemail, that means he's trying to call in to the show, which is exactly what I was hoping that he wouldn't do. And the only reason why I'm talking is because I'm still on the air, so I can't, like, just not talk. So hopefully you guys aren't too bored, and I'll try to call him again in a minute because he's not answering. So I guess I'm going to have to hang up because I don't want his number to be read over the phone. So as soon as the thing starts up again, I'll guess I'm just going to turn it off. Okay, so I'll say a little bit more, and then I'll try calling him again and see if he answers this time. Well, what we were talking about was the Lakeland Area Music Festival, and this is like promotional networking that we're doing. And Jason Delzell was with me, and he got disconnected somehow. Who knows how? Not on my end. It could have been Blog Talk Radio, but it didn't. And just bear with me here. It's like I'm trying to, like, woo. I'm not used to this kind of thing happening, so just bear with me. And I'm going to try him again, and I'm going to talk some more about the music festival. As he was saying, you can be an artist, a performer, you can be a vendor if you want to, you know, sell stuff.
Hello.
Jason, are you there? You got cut off somehow. What happened?
Yeah, I heard you say, and liquor makes everyone happier or something, peaceful, and it just cut out. I was like, what?
It was very weird because you had got quiet, which, you know, you do that every once in a while. You just get quiet for a few seconds. So that didn't make me think anything, but as I'm looking at my board, then I saw that you weren't there anymore. So then I'm trying to recover. So it's a live show. So the recorded version is going to have me, you know, trying to recover from that. So hopefully it won't be too bad for your promotional.
Nah, stuff happens. It's all good.
Okay.
It just made a it made like a network glitching noise, and I heard it go, you said peaceful. And I was like, where'd you go? I was like, what? Like, it wasn't, it's not on your end or my end. It's something to do with the network or something.
Yeah, I even said that, too. I said, it's not on my end, and it probably isn't even on his end, because Blog Talk Radio, and most people, that's all I have to say, is Blog Talk Radio, and they get it, because everybody has trouble with it. That's why I don't even know why it's so popular. But I really shouldn't be saying that since my show is on Blog Talk Radio. But to get back to what we were talking about, so I did, you know, talk a little bit more about it, but basically I was just repeating some of the stuff that you said. So I was saying before you left was that whether some people like it or not, you know, the people that are against drinking and all that, liquor does bring people to things. So that would be a good thing for you to have somebody who would bring liquor to bring people in. That's all I was saying. Now you can continue with whatever you wanted to say.
Sure. Yeah, if we can, I think if we can't get no vendors, like for the beer distributor or whatever, we'll figure something out on our own. But we would like to get people in there. And here's the thing, too. This this festival is open up to anybody out there that wants to help sponsor it. Now, sponsorship could be any amount of donations, like to help get this thing rolling or getting things for it to build the festival. Because like I said, Dave, he's going like 100 miles an hour, pulled like 1,000 different directions. And, you know, just the amount of money he told me that he put into this thing himself of building this and organizing it is insane. Mm-hmm. So, and it's something he loves to do. You know, he works every day, he's a construction company, and he's building this festival every day. That's all he can do. And like, I just think it's really amazing for him to, you know, put all his effort and, you know, spend his earnings on building this thing for the people, for everyone to come together to play music, to enjoy each other's company, good conversations, you know, eating good food, like getting to know people. We're brothers and sisters of all over the world, you know. That's what we want. We want everyone to unite like that. You know,
yeah, I was just saying I agree, but go ahead, finish with what you were saying.
So basically, this festival is open up to anybody in general. We're trying to advertise it in like Europe. I've already posted in like a lot of London, England, Russia, all different kinds of places. I had people asking me if we could pay for their airfare over here and stuff to play. I'm like, well, I'm not in charge of like, I have no say of like any of the finances. You know what I mean? Like that's not on my department. Like I'm glad I don't have to take care of that. That's David's decision. You know, I mean, his family, the people that are in charge of it. I only have so much pull that I can do, or like bands want to come in, or vendors or stuff like that, or bringing people in to, you know, maybe helping them work the festival, give them a job or something, you know, making it worth their while. Most of the people that help volunteer and, you know, help out, they're not going to have to, like, they probably get their ticket, you know, I mean, free. They might be able to even stay there camp-wise for free, you know what I mean? They're like, a lot of the bands that come there to play, they'll be given a lot of, like, I thought he said like 20 tickets, 10 to 20 tickets that they can sell and make money off the tickets.
Cool.
So, you know, they got money coming in. I don't know what bands are getting paid or which ones aren't. I don't know nothing. You know what I mean? I just know we got it rock and rolling and we're at it every day. And as long as I know the numbers are climbing and, you know, as much as we're building this, they're coming. And I guarantee we got 3 months left to promote and push this thing. And I think it's going to unravel with the next couple months. It's going to get warm out. People are wanting to come there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So once again, just how he over... I'm sorry, what?
Go ahead. I said, just the way when I first talked to David on the phone, how he explained it to me. He's like, I want to just, he's had people offering him to crop his land and do all this different stuff. You know what I mean? Like he said, God wanted him, you know, to build this festival grounds. This is something that, you know, he must do. And, just for someone to talk like that and to talk to every human being he talks to, like his brother or someone that he, you know, a family member. Hey, brother, I love you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And just to want to meet each and every person that comes through the gate is just blew my mind because I never even thought about doing that. You know what I mean? That's like something, you know, getting real with each and every person personally. That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, and that's good. Like, that's good because they're all brother. Like I said, they're all family on this earth. So.
Well, that's why when, and I just want to get like a little bit off of the track. But that's why in the movies, when they have, you know, like aliens attacking, and I know that we all fight and everything on this earth, and we do. But if there ever was really an alien attack, yeah, you can bet your sweet booty we'd all get together to get rid of them.
Yeah. Any of
because
that.
It works, yeah, it works the same way like in a family. Because, okay, I have a dysfunctional family. And, you know, we hate each other. We don't hate each other, but, well, actually we do. But we also love each other. It's one of those deals where we hate each other, but we love each other. And we're very dysfunctional. However, and this was even when we were kids, we would fight all the time, hit each other and stuff. I mean, literally fighting, not just like verbal fighting. But if somebody outside of the family tried anything, the rest of the family would jump on them. Because we can fight with each other as a family, but you can't come in and fight with somebody that's in our family, and that's how the world would be. It's like, okay, yeah, we all live here, even though we, a lot of us hate each other, you can't just come in here and do anything to anybody else because we may hate them, but they live here too. So you get out. But it's the same basic deal is all I was, like, driving at. So one thing that I was going to ask you, though, to go over it again, might as well, the weekends in July, like the days that are going to be available, the times that are going to be available. I know that you've said it all already, but just so that people know when they can come and all that different thing. And if they're going to perform or anything, how far ahead of the day that they want should they let somebody know, like yourself or David or whoever? Now I'll let you answer that.
Sure. So Lakeland Area Music Festival, the whole month of July, it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Each weekend of the whole month of July. I have to look at the dates. I know I just don't have them. It's just every weekend in that month. But let's see. Tickets are on sale right now. Any bands that want to submit, submissions are going to be open. I don't know when that closes. Like I said, we're trying to meet a certain mark. So they should get a response within a few days of submitting it. And it's a real simple process. You just submit it real quick, 2 minutes, and you might get a response back right away. It might be a day or so. But it's pretty quick. Like I said, the team's pretty on top of it. I think Ian Robinson, David Simmons, me, Jessica Bella, I think his wife are taking care of all the vendors, everything that's coming in. They're keeping track of all that.
Cool. So tell us a little bit more about any vending, like food. Are you or anybody that's working within the festival, are you going to be doing any food, or you're just going to let other people do it? I don't know if you know what I mean. Like, are you going
to
help make money, or go ahead?
I would love to be able to set up a food thing. Like, the guy up here, he has a gyro shop, chicken and gyro shop, and I'd love to be able to set up a gyro machine on black, have that on the lamb, the roll, and just cutting it with the thing, making fresh gyros. I don't know. I know I'm going to set up my a booth, like for merchandise. I thought about doing maybe like snow cones and like have drinks there and waters, like, you know, smoothies and stuff instead of doing food. Mm-hmm. Thought smoothies and stuff would go like pretty easy to make. People love them on a hot day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what food vendors are already there. I know we do need a good many. So anybody out there listening, you can jump on this. It'd be pretty cool. I know he's going to be growing a lot of food. He's you know, in a lot of his posts would be like, I can't wait to meet everybody, and just chilling, grilling, and enjoying music, you know? So we're definitely going to be grubbing on our own. And everybody's willing to make their own food there. You know, it's going to be like one big, let's just think of like a new wave Woodstock and people just hanging out, grilling food, you know what I mean? Kind of like something like that, but without,
yeah,
you know. But
well, yeah,
the only difference is we'll all have our clothes on.
Well,
you know,
some of them left their clothes on at Woodstock.
Well, I'm sure there's going to be some people probably running butt naked, and we're not going to worry about them. We're not going to, as long as they're doing their thing. They're, you know, what I mean, you just got to. I don't know how that's going to pan out. We'll see. But you know,
well, we're actually getting a little bit low on time, but we've pretty much gone over everything. But we've got something like 8 minutes, a little bit more than 8 minutes. So in the last few minutes here, I want you to go over the things you absolutely want people to know and to let them know where they can go if they want to participate in any way, and where they can contact you if they want more information.
Okay.
But that's a lot of noise going on there.
I know. I don't. There's interference. Give me 1 second.
Okay. He just cut out again. And, yeah, that's I'm not sure what's going on there. There just was a lot of noise there. And I think when he tried to clear it up, that he disconnected himself because he is completely gone now. So I will try to call him back. We've only got like 7 minutes left, but he may want to say something in that last 7 minutes. Hopefully he'll answer, and then we can finish up. And I hear it ringing. And again, we're talking about the Lakeland Area Music Festival. And Jason was going to tell people things that he absolutely wanted them to know, but he might not be able to get back on the line, on the air. So it's going to be in Pennsylvania, and as he was saying, it's going to be every weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in July. So anybody that's interested, you can be a vendor or you can perform, and there's that the website, which is lakelandareamusic.com, I think. I hope I got it right. That's why one of the reasons I was hoping that he would still be here so that he could say it again. But if I didn't give it right, you can just go on to Blog Talk Radio. Oh, brother. See, once again, you know, this happened again, and I really didn't expect it to happen twice. So you can go on Facebook and look up the Lakeland Area Music Festival, because it does have its own page, and you can get information there. And you can also, like, send them a little message. You can also contact Jason Delzell on Facebook. You can send him a message. And it might work out better to send it to the Lakeland Area Music Festival page, so if you want actual information on that, because the David Simmons guy that he was talking about, that's the owner, he probably has more information for you to get. So I don't think I'm going to be able to get him back this time, because the last time he came back on the second chance that I tried. So I'm just going to cancel that out. And, oh, I think he was on and I cut him off. Okay, let's try again. No, it's hard to tell with this thing. Hopefully he'll answer this time. And it doesn't look like it. I guess I was mistaken. It looked like he might have been coming back on, but I don't think so. So sorry about this, anybody that's listening to the live version, and actually the recorded version is going to have the same thing on it because it records everything. And I don't have a editing suite, so I can't edit anything out. But that's one of the things that makes live radio great. Like, just like in the old days when they'd have live shows and things would get messed up and they'd just have to go with it. And no, he's not going to answer. Okay, so we're in the last, like, 4 minutes. So I'm going to try one more time in, like, say, a minute if he doesn't call in. I don't know if he's got his internet on to be listening. But once again, it's the Lakeland Area Music Festival. It's going to be in Pennsylvania. Jason Delzell of Panic Terror Films is one of the people that's involved in it, and he has quite a bit to do with it. You can contact him on Facebook for more information, or you can go to David Simmons on Facebook. I'm not sure if I pronounced it right. I mean, I was pronouncing it the way that Jason was, but it's spelled like Simons, S-I-M-O-N-S. He's the one that, you know, owns the property that Jason was talking about. So let me try one more time to get Jason, and then I'll just, if I don't get him this time, I'll just close the show out because we are down to like 3 minutes. So I'm going to go ahead and let the thing dial him again. And just once again, we're talking about the Lakeland Area Music Festival in Pennsylvania that will be every weekend in July, Friday through Sunday, and they are looking for, I thought he was going to answer, that's why I stopped. Sorry, anybody that's listening. They are looking for artists, performers, and they're also looking for vendors, anybody that wants to volunteer to help them do whatever stuff it is they need to do. Go to the Lakeland Area Music, .com. for more information, or better even, to go to Facebook and go to the Lakeland Area Music Festival page, and you'll be able to get more information, and you should be able to send them a message there. Okay, and now since I'm not really sure what else more to say, the call disconnected itself. So he's definitely not going to be getting back on the show, so I'm going to go ahead and close it out because I'm sure you're tired of listening to me. So this has been Musings, and we were talking about the Lakeland Area Music Festival with Jason Delzell. He was here, but he got cut off somehow. So if you need any more information, please go to the Lakeland Area Music Festival page on Facebook or contact Jason Delzell on Facebook. Jason, J-A-S-O-N, Delzell, D as in David, E-L-Z as in Zelda, E-L-L. And that's it. I'm going to close out the show about a minute early. Okay, anybody that listened, thank you very much. And I hope you at least enjoyed it when Jason was on. I know I'm not enjoyable, just me being on the show. But thank you very much for listening. And I hope you will join them at the festival. Thank you very much and have a good night.